As someone who's had a lot of challenges the past 2 years in my own life, I really enjoyed my conversation with Valerie, and you're about to listen to it. So Valerie does so many things, but the thing that we talked a lot about was ecotherapy and healing through nature. And we talk a lot about trees, and I love trees. And since this conversation, almost a month and a half ago, I've paid attention to one particular tree. So if you want to know what's up with that tree, keep listening. And I'm excited to introduce Valerie to you today on the show. And she's going to be presenting at our virtual summit, of course, which you're tired of hearing about by now. But I'm going to keep talking about it because it's going to be so amazing. May 8th through the 12th, we are hosting the world's largest, I'm just calling it that, and best virtual summit by and for outdoor women. We're talking about everything from hiking with dogs to ecotherapy. And I'm just going to let you enjoy my conversation with Valerie. She's presenting at the summit. She's amazing, and you're going to love her. So here's my conversation with Valerie.
Educator, social worker.
Yeah, I'm a social worker. Always will be a social worker. But yeah, I've been an educator for almost 20 years now. I love it. I love teaching. And the last 4 years, fully online. So I work at a fully online university teaching in a graduate social work program. And you know what's really exciting is they asked me last month to do a presentation on ecotherapy and green social work. So I did, and it was really well received. And they want to look at exploring and starting a certificate in ecotherapy next year. Offer an online version. I know. I'm really excited. So I've become, you know, even before COVID, I think we can all learn in different ways. And even virtually, it can be a very rich learning experience.
Yeah, I love that the world is so small and information is just limitless, almost to the point of,
Yes, exactly.
But if you want to learn something, there is a way to learn it. And I think that wasn't available to me, you know, 25 years ago.
Yeah, I would say even like quality stuff, 8 to 10 years ago, we had like sort of things, but not like we have now at all.
Yeah. Yeah. You mentioned ecotherapy, and I have some questions like, what is ecotherapy?
What is it?
It's
hugging trees, Rebecca.
Okay. I can do that.
Actually. Yeah. So ecotherapy is kind of a blend of eco-psychology.
Okay.
And if you're a clinician, then, you know, however you're trained. But I've gone to many trainings where there's teachers, wilderness guides, therapists like myself, educators, you know, people that work with young adults. So there's different branches of it. I kind of practice more of a clinical mental health version just because I am a licensed clinician. But it's basically blending eco-psychology and nature-based practices for healing and growth. So it's equine therapy, gardening, having indoor plants. And there's a whole practice around indoor plants. I know, right? I have a whole bunch of myself.
Yes.
And I speak to them. And I have one at night. She loves to wake up at night. And I kind of talk to her. And it's been an interesting developing relationship.
Oh, cool.
I know. But then it's also about tree wisdom, being outside, really leaning into the wisdom of the natural world. And then some people I do incorporate some indigenous practices like the use of the medicine wheel. Mm-hmm. And I've done some training with the Animus Institute around the wild mind framework, which is very Jungian, kind of interconnected with ecotherapy around healing trauma.
Oh, yeah. It's so called wild mind.
Wild mind. I'm going to be, and so I'll segue into the next part. So I'm starting an earth school in January called Thistle and Mud.
Okay.
And going to be based in Southeast Tennessee, but it's a mobile kind of virtual school. So we'll do some stuff on Zoom. It's open to anybody. If you're in North Carolina, you can still join us. And then when we do the on the ground practices, you can go do that on your own. And then you come back and share. So there's lots of creative ways to do it. Uh-huh. And we'll be having a wild mind group through the school. We're going to do it by quarter. So we're going to go through the book. Uh-huh. And then we'll continue that throughout the year. So it's a wonderful book. Highly recommend it. Bill Plotkin is very well known in the eco-psychology world. around the wild mind, but also just kind of unlearning all this very rigid ways of knowing, yeah. especially for women, getting back in touch with our inner knowing. And I'm really leaning into that. So it's good stuff.
Ah, I can't wait to learn. I can't wait to read it and learn more. I'm fascinated by this. And I don't know much about ecotherapy or ecotherapy practices. Mm-hmm. How did you become interested in like connecting this, mm-hmm. this nature with healing?
Yeah. You know? With mental health and wellness. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for asking. I've always loved the outdoors. I grew up very much my family. My mother's family's from Idaho, Northern Idaho. And so grew up in the mountains and, you know, very familiar with horses and backpacking and all those things. So all my life, you know, camped and hiked. But as I got older, I found when I was going through really hard things in my life, I found a lot of healing by hiking, getting outdoors and just hiking and camping.
Absolutely.
So I was talking with a friend of mine in 2018 and she said, well, you know, there is ecotherapy. I'm like, what is that? So she said, go to the Earth Body Institute, which is based in the Bay Area. Ariana Candel is the founder of that. She's a therapist. And so I went to the training. I did the online year training and then the in-person training, got certified. And that was really my introduction to it. And then from there, I've just every year continued to get advanced training through the Animus Institute, as well as the School of Lost Borders. So the Animus Institute and the School of Lost Borders are the two big kind of wilderness training programs, advanced training for some for clinicians, but mostly just for people to continue to develop themselves and really go deeper into the human nature connection, the the animate world idea.
Fascinating.
It is.
So Valerie, you talked about this plant that you talk to at night.
I did.
I have a tree that is on one of my walks when I walk in the morning and when I walk the dog in the evening. Mm-hmm. And it's not a very pretty tree. Mm-hmm. And I don't think a lot of people admire this tree. Mm-hmm. But I feel a connection with this one particular really ugly tree. I don't know what it is, but you might. So
tell
me why I feel
why you've drawn to that tree.
Random tree.
Yeah, there could be a lot of reasons. I mean, trees are amazing, first of all. If you haven't read The Secret Life of Trees, you should read the book.
Oh, okay.
Or the
I'm taking notes as you talk.
The Overstory is also a great book about kind of the ecological environment and the very important role of trees. I mean, trees are really the guardians of the forest and they hold the stories and the wisdom of the forest. And I always, when I do my women's groups outside, we always are with trees and we talk about how there was those root systems are connected to each other. They're different species, but they're giving each other energy. They're communicating. If one of the trees is ill, they're sending, you know, healing energy. So it's fascinating. And that's why sometimes when you walk barefoot, which is called earthing, that's an ecotherapy practice, earthing, you feel that energy that comes out of the earth. And it is the trees, part of it, of that energy, the trees. So trees very much are connected with our energy. So there's something about that tree that is reflected in your own energy or your own experience or your own story. I would explore it. That's very, very exciting for you.
How would I explore it?
Sit with the tree, ask the tree a question, get to know the tree, you know, really sit with the tree and study it and become familiar with it. Look where it is in the landscape, what's growing around it, what community is growing around it. And then you just talk to it, ask it a question. And that can sound really weird, but when you have a connection with a tree, honestly, the more time you spend with it, it becomes a friend. And so you can just ask a question and it is fascinating, the answers that you get. But there's something about that tree that resonates with your story. That's why you're drawn to it.
Yeah, I think so, because I notice it every time and
she would like to get to know you. I think there's a mutual curiosity. So explore it.
I'm going to. What if I were to draw a picture of it?
Yes. Sketch it. You can take a picture. You could sketch it. You could read more about what kind of tree it is. Learn about its species. And kind of, you know, what is the ecological environment usually around that kind of species of tree? Uh-huh. I mean, it's like you would get to know a person, right? You want to know their social network and, you know, what makes them an interesting person. And trees are just the same. They are. Yeah. And I'm excited to talk about trees at the summit because I love trees.
And that's why I'm so glad to talk to you today, because I saw that your topic is about trees. Oh. And there's this tree. And it's in a cemetery too. So I wonder if that is.
Oh, interesting. I'm going to let you just discover that. I'm not going to drop any prompts because I think the tree would like to get to know you, and obviously you as well.
Yeah.
So just follow it. Follow that thread and see what happens.
I am. I'll keep you posted.
I'm excited.
Be fascinating. Okay. But at our summit, mm-hmm. talking about listening to the trees. Tell me about this.
Well, you know what I love about listening to the trees is they are so wise, and they're very kind. I've always found trees to be very kind, very supportive, mm-hmm. literally and figuratively. So mm-hmm. there's a practice you can do where you either lean against the tree and look up mm-hmm. and just feel the support of the tree on your back, which is really nice, especially for women. So we as women support others a lot in our life. We spend most of our time and emotional energy supporting other people, mm-hmm. right? So it feels so nourishing to be supported. So that's a practice you can do, or you can lay on the ground and put your feet up on the tree and also feel the support that way. So trees are just so available. They have so many healing qualities, especially pine mm-hmm. trees. There's oil. In the spring and summer, you can do reciprocal breathing with the leaves in a tree, which I'll talk about in the presentation. A lot of practices you can do with a tree uh-huh. that is both mutually beneficial, because the tree also benefits from having a relationship with you.
And you're going to tell us all about it.
I'm going to tell you all about it. I'm excited.
Have a relationship with a tree. Mm-hmm. But in a non-woo-woo kind of way, like, this is science.
It is science. There's a lot of science behind it. I mean, I was just doing pulling some research recently, and it looks like in the last 8 years, maybe 6 or 8 years, there's about 30 articles now about the scientific benefits of being outside, and especially ecotherapy practices. And you know, the one number that stays the same is 30 minutes outside, mm-hmm. especially with a tree, lasts about 5 to 7 days. In your nervous system. So it reduces anxiety. Yes, it reduces anxiety. It reduces depression, and it kind of realigns your nervous system. And now there's a lot of science behind that. So that's how powerful trees are. But we as humans, we are nature. So the chemicals that trees exude, we can absorb that because we are nature. And that's why strengthening our connection with nature and trees in particular literally is healing, which I love. I just love that so much.
There are so many implications. That's the wrong word. There's mm-hmm. so many. Gosh, we could solve so many problems in our society alone. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Understanding that kind of information, not just from a health, preventative health, mm-hmm. Healing modalities, but like also anxiety, stress. Depression,
trauma,
violence.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. You know, and honestly, a lot of the research is, you know, it's still kind of, we're in that sort of edge of research and building the capacity for research around this topic. But initial findings are, especially for women, mm-hmm. our bodies respond very differently than men in nature because of the way we're designed, because a lot of women have had trauma because of the world we live in.
Yeah.
And there's just something about, you know, we know that our cycles align with the moon, for example. Mm-hmm. So the natural world and women are very interconnected, mm-hmm. but that connection has been severed for a lot of people, and they don't know how to find their way back. Mm-hmm. So that's why I do what I do, because there is always a way back, and you can honestly start with sitting with the tree. Just start there for 30 minutes and you'll feel better. I know.
And not just the, like, you're outside.
You're outside.
There's vitamin D. It's all a system.
It's all there. It's all there. Yeah. I think, you know, one of the gifts of COVID, and COVID was, you know, I want to minimize how traumatic that was for all of us. That was a collective global trauma. Uh-huh. But one of the unexpected gifts of that have been people reconnecting with nature because they didn't have anything else to do. And so during that time when a lot of people were, you know, in quarantine or that you just couldn't do anything, people went outside again and they found that joy and they were like, oh, I remember how I used to love to be outside and I used to love to go camping and that, you know, the natural world invokes our imagination and that childlike feeling of wonder and awe, which we need. We need that in our lives, you know?
Yeah, we sure do. I keep thinking about trees as you're talking. And now I'm thinking about when I was going through chemotherapy, there was a tree, right outside the window in one particular chemotherapy room. And I hated chemotherapy, but whenever they put me in that room with the tree, I felt so much better during the infusion because I was looking outside
the tree. And it was supporting you.
I think so.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I should go to the cancer center and I should stand by that tree and tell it thank you.
I think that would be a beautiful practice for you to do and a beautiful way to give back, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm glad you said that because one of the practices of ecotherapy and nature-based healing is that we always have gratitude.
Yeah.
We always start usually with acknowledging the land that we're on, giving, you know, recognizing that we benefit from being here and thanking those who tended the land. But then at the end, we always pause and say, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for holding us. Thank you for holding our stories. Thank you for holding our grief and our joy. I'm going to get emotional too. And it's beautiful. And you just feel that so deeply in your bones, you know?
It's so powerful. But here's what I'm thinking about as you're speaking about this. If we are so busy going and going and going and rushing and rushing and rushing and trying to do all the things and trying to be everything to everyone, and we are not taking that quiet moment to recognize and acknowledge our place on the planet, then we'll never have that connection.
We won't. No, stillness is definitely something that humans struggle with, both in the body and the mind. You know, a lot of times you'll probably notice when you go outside after being really busy, it takes a good hour to finally be like, oh, okay, now I'm really here. My body was here, but my mind was somewhere else.
Yeah.
And, you know, learning how to be still and really that deep listening of the land, of this beautiful natural world that we're a part of. And I think many people have a lot of grief about that. They feel that grief. They maybe can't speak to it, but that severed connection has impacted so many people in the world that they just don't have that connection anymore with the natural world, and their mental health suffers, their physical health suffers. So yeah, it's just crucial.
Yeah. I also feel an extreme sense of responsibility, especially as a parent, like what am I leaving? What legacy am I leaving for my children? And what is our planet going to look like for our children? And are my children going to acknowledge the beauty that's around them?
Agreed. Yeah. I have children too, adult children. And we talk a lot about this.
Yeah.
There's a term that I've been exploring that comes from, it kind of comes out of the green social work framework, but I've also seen it in some other practices. It's called reciprocal healing. And the idea behind reciprocal healing is that we have to heal ourselves first. We have to reconnect with the natural world in a reciprocal and mutually beneficial, not abusive, not taking resources, but being connected.
Yeah.
And through that practice of our own healing, we start to understand how to heal the world. And I've really been thinking about that because that's so hard, but it's beautiful. And you can just start where you are, you know? You don't have to have a whole framework. It really is about just starting where you are. So I think there's some hope in that, you know, thinking about it that way.
I think so. I think so too. And it all really just starts with us making a decision to make this practice a part of our day, of our week.
And I would add that, you know, those of us that do have resources in a community, Mm-hmm. I can easily access the outdoors. We need to think about people that don't have such ease of access.
Absolutely.
Maybe that could be part of our own reciprocal healing, is that we're figuring out a way to connect, help people get connected. So in my group, we do that. We have a little fund that you can contribute to that, you know, eases the fees of any paid events. We do a lot of carpooling. That's always an option. Someone can always say, hey, I need a ride. And I think if we start to use that kind of language, people get more comfortable with it, because we don't want to shame people that don't have, you know, maybe have the different kind of resources that we have.
Yeah.
And it does become more of this collective way of being together. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a lot of healing in that too.
It's community.
Yeah, it is. About the people that love the same thing.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's beautiful. Well, Valerie, we could talk all day, because I just think this is so fascinating.
I know. I'm so glad our paths connected. I'm excited.
Yeah. And I'm just fascinated with healing. Mm-hmm. And this is such a huge part of healing. And where can we find you online? Where can we learn more?
So you can follow me on Instagram at Thistle and Mud, Earth and Soul, or Earth and Soul Integrated Practice. Either one will direct you there.
Okay.
And that's the best place to follow us and find out about upcoming events and information. And we'd love to see you in the social media land, I guess. Land, space, I don't know what it is these days.
Yeah. Whatever. Whatever.
The darkness that I will say, I feel like Instagram is a little more positive than maybe Facebook. I don't know. I know.
I don't even know what TikTok is.
I don't know what it is either. And whoever listens to this is gonna be like, those are old ladies, but it's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. We know where we are. We're confident in this. In ourselves.
I know. All right. Well, thank you for talking
with me. I appreciate you. All right. Well, that concludes today. I am going to go hug a tree, and I will see you all at our virtual summit in May. You can learn more by visiting our website, hikelikeawoman.com. Those are my kids, because balance. Hikelikeawoman.com. There you can find information about our speakers, what presentations are happening, when they're happening, how you can register, and so much more. So head on over to hikelikeawoman.com for all the details. Thanks so much, and I'll catch you next time.